Hey, I know an Olympian.
Do you know him?
Do you really?
Come on, you don't know any Olympians.
Well, I mean, I kind of know an Olympian.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, maybe not.
I know an Olympian.
Sort of. From the people on the Steve Cochran Show that brought you... Ah, that almost happened. And Brush with Oprah. This is I Know an Olympian. Kind of. So if you have any story that, no matter how many degrees of separation, ties you to an Olympian, we would like to know at 312-981-7200. In the meantime, we want to congratulate Kendall Coyne and the U.S. women's hockey team, gold medal winners.
Yes.
And Kendall Coyne for her engagement.
Yes.
And she will be married, I believe, in May?
In May?
Is that right, May or June? I forget.
Sometime this spring, but she's
on her registration page is the wedding date.
Yeah, she's from Orland Park. Oh, it's July 7th
July,
is the wedding.
Okay. Like I said, May or June.
Yeah.
July 7th. All right, so she is registered at Bed Bath & Beyond because, as you know, it's a federal law that all weddings have to be registered at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, we got a kick out of this. It's cute because Kendall went to Sandburg High School, my rival high school, yes. And registered at the Orland Park Bed Bath & Beyond. And I found there's a lot of cool things on here, but I think within our budget... We could easily get her a set of 6 measuring spoons for $3.99.
Okay, that's not cheap out. Well, let's see what
something
else
nice?
She just won a gold medal, for crying out loud. You're going to get her spoons?
Well, I'm thinking of our budget. I'm just trying to be economical.
I think that's your budget because you don't want to spend a lot of money on it. All right, so give us something in the $50 range. What do we have?
A covered butter dish. That's
for 50 bucks?
40.
That's pretty expensive for a buttermilk.
Let's see what else we can get for $50. Oh, a 38 piece Rubbermaid Flex, like Tupperware, basically. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, here we go. The salad spinner, $49.99.
She's a hockey player. Does she eat a lot of salad?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she probably does now because she won her gold medal.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive thing on there?
Mm-hmm.
You could probably do filters that go from most expensive to least expensive.
Probably the Nest.
What's the Nest?
That's the thermostat that you buy, the Nest Learning Third, for $250.
Yeah, okay.
And everything else is, you know, glassware. There's a scale. Oh, there's also a blanket for $400. You can get her that. It's a Dream Zone light blanket.
Oh, and look,
gee, what's it made out of?
Look, there's a goalie mask.
Blanket.
Who knew a goalie mask was for sale at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Mm.
Look, there's hockey pads.
Oh, a juicer. That's only $35. We can do that.
A juicer for $35?
Yeah.
What kind of a juicer do you get for $35?
Hamilton Beach. It's like a juicer and
really?
A smoothie maker, yeah.
Well, Kendall's a very economical kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go to Bed Bath & Beyond. What do people search if they want to buy?
You can just search for Kendall Coyne.
They want to buy gold medal winning Kendall Coyne, a wedding gift.
Yes.
Kendall Coyne, Coyne.
Would that affect her Olympic status, I wonder, if she starts receiving gifts?
Well, she can get gifts at a wedding.
That's true.
Yeah,
she's not accepting gifts in return for her. Well, I guess in our case.
Yes, she is, Steve. Yeah,
for gold.
Linda's in Madison. How do you know an Olympian?
I know, Mac. Mark Johnson, the coach of the women's team here at the University of Wisconsin.
Nice.
His daughter was in my third grade classroom, and he kindly brought in his gold medal from the Miracle on Ice.
Wow.
We all wore his medal. And then years later, when the team was invited to light the cauldron in Salt Lake City, he brought in his torch.
Wow.
It was awesome. Oh, he was just so awesome. He invited our class to a women's game, and then he welcomed us over the marquee that we were in attendance. Just a beautiful, generous
individual. Sounds to me like he's kissing up to the teacher for a paper he didn't finish in third grade.
Oh, his daughter was so sweet and spunky, and she played on his team as well.
How about that? All right, hold on. You're definitely a winner. Let's go to Tom here. Tom, how do you know an Olympian?
I know a couple of them. One of them was the swimmer Grievers.
Grievers?
Yeah.
From Northwestern.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about Grover from Sesame Street, but that's different.
No, Grievers, I know his uncle. He's one of my customers I sell for Napa.
Okay, give me another one. That's good.
Also, too, I'm kind of related to Mary.
Which Mary? Vandeveld?
Yes. Does she know Ian, however you say that name.
Ian.
Okay.
Ian.
Who's he married to?
Jocelyn.
Yes, that's my second cousin.
Wow.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Oh,
you're practically married to Vandeveld.
And Ian is Christian's brother.
Exactly. We're on the same family tree, I guess, now.
You know, everybody, and thanks. Hold on, dude. We got some for you. It seems like we're going to have to do brushes with Vandeveld.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people claiming they're related.
I'm getting nervous. I got to do my DNA test again.
Donna's in Elgin. Donna, how do you know an Olympian?
My grandmother went to grammar school with Johnny Weissmuller.
Whoa!
Tarzan. Yeah.
How about that?
She used to skip school all the time to go swimming in the lake.
With Johnny Weissmuller? Oh, hello.
Yes.
Hello. All right, Linda gets the monkeys tickets. Unless she can't go, then give her to one of the others. Steve and Larry, sorry we didn't have time to get to you. Give everybody else app cards because our friends at Apt are nice enough to give those to us. Or Lou Malnati's Pizza at loumalnati's.com.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Who is the winner of our tickets to the monkeys? What was the name?
Linda from Madison, Wisconsin.
Linda from Madison, whose birthday is on June 14th.
Oh, excellent.
Guess what? That's the same night of the Monkees present the Mike and Mickey show.
Very cool. She got
the tickets for the Copernicus Center in Chicago. See the Monkees, hear the hits. Get tickets starting this Friday at 10 a.m. at ticketfly.com or copernicuscenter.org.